It's a story a year in the making, this one. It's one of triumph, heartbreak and hard work. So get your glasses ready, because it's time to find out which state has the best tap water. Well, that's at least until next year's competition. Craig Matheson is Chief Operations Officer at the Water Industry Operators Association of Victoria. And you need a drink after that title, Craig. Welcome.
Yeah, it is a bit of a mouthful. Thank you.
Hey, you've been sampling glasses of water from across the country ahead of today's national final.
Yes, we have. We assembled all of the state grand finals here in Toowoomba. Toowoomba was last year's reigning champion, so we do a bit of a Eurovision thing. You win it, you get to host it. And they hosted the other states here today, and we took the actual taste test to the community of Toowoomba. So the people from here actually assisted us in the shopping centre. We set up a display and invited the public to come along and cast their votes.
All right, well, let's keep the tension. Let's not give away the winner just yet. I want to talk a bit about the process of this tasting. Is it a bit like, you know, wine? Do you spit? Is it room temperature? Do you get cheese?
Well, there's no cheese, and we do encourage everybody to swallow each of the samples.
So, oh, good.
A few variations there, but a lot of the conversations are similar vernacular to the actual wine tasting, where people are, you know, having conversations about the samples and what it sort of tastes like to them.
Because, well, what's some of the language around water? I mean, we're very familiar with, you know, blackberry hints and a touch of cat urine around our white wine and so forth. What are some water describers?
Well, so often it depends upon the source of the water. You may get some earthiness or some soil sort of tastes that people can get. Often there may be some chemical residue that people may make comment on. And it's often, you know, we had some on display where the samples were coming from, and people, we had a couple of them from some holiday areas. So Port Macquarie was in it, and so too was Yeppoon. And some were even mentioning, oh, I can taste a bit of saltiness, a bit of the sea. And, interesting way that people, you know, how they what their perceptions were.
So it's a blind tasting?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. We decant them all and totally just give them a number between 1 to 5, and then ask the people to sort of pick the one that they prefer the most.
And how, so you've got, you know, your lineup of glasses there, which I assume are glass, not plastic.
We actually were, well, just to get them around the countryside, we actually were using biodegradable clear plastic shot glasses.
Okay.
So again,
okay,
it was a very level playing field, and all of the samples were served at room temperature. So we are we do try to keep it as a level of playing field as we can.
The judging process, how does that work?
So, well, we asked all of the people to initially have a look at the sample because, you know, obviously if there was something in it that would be a bit off-putting, we then encouraged them to smell the sample so they smell it and get the aroma. Ultimately, it is a taste test, so they sort of work their way through the various samples that we had on offer, and at the end of them, we sort of have a bit of a conversation and they cast their vote to the one that they preferred.
All right, let's start getting down to the pointy end here, shall we? Who, Craig, has the worst water in Australia?
We often get asked that, and to me, I always go to the ones where I've got to actually go and put my hand in my pocket and buy some water because there's nothing available in the tap, or I haven't been a bit more organised to bring my own water bottle. So to me, it's almost the burning in my pocket, and the war on waste of the plastic recycled bottles is one that we'd sort of suggest is the one that sort of irk and probably tastes a bit more bitter.
All right, well, let's not name and shame. Let's get to it. The best water in Australia, as judged by the fabulous annual competition that samples waters from around the continent. Craig Matheson, Chief Operations Officer at the Water Industry Operator Association of Australia, will reveal that Australia's best water is from where, Craig?
Yeah, so well, this year it's heading back to Victoria. So the sample came from Wannon Water, who was a provider in the in that area of Hamilton. So the Hamilton Water Treatment Plant is the actual facility that services the community of Hamilton, and I'm sure there's a bit of a backslapping and high-fiving going on in the corridors and also out in the treatment plant of Hamilton
I could hear a faint cheer coming out from across west. Do you know, were there tasting notes on that Hamilton water?
Also, that source of the water comes from the Grampians, so I don't know a lot about the actual processes of the plant, but it actually is a mix of a number of streams that come through the Grampians and then obviously through to the treatment plant. So, they've got that source of water, and obviously it would give them different challenges at different times depending upon rainfall events and whatever else is happening in their community.
Now, you mentioned Eurovision. It's not quite Euro water, but this year's winner, it goes on to represent Australia at the annual Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting Competition. That's in West Virginia in the US. You think Wallen Water's got a chance?
Well, yeah, we've got hope so. The last time we had a Victorian winner, it was from Marysville, and the sample that we then sent across over to the US then was voted as second best in the world. So we are hoping that maybe that it's gone back to the Victorian again, that maybe the Wannum Water sample might go one better and bring home gold for Australia. So we'll work with them to get that sample over in February next year.
People of Wannum, this is a great burden for you to carry, but we believe in you. We think your water can do it. Craig, thank you so much. That's great.
That's cool. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Craig Matheson, he's Chief Operations Officer at the Water Industry Operators Association Victoria, and we dips our lid and raises our glasses to the people of Wannum Water, the suppliers of that best drop in the country out there in Hamilton in Western Victoria.